From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Chantel Acevedo is a poet and novelist whose books speak eloquently about the Cuban-American experience. An associate professor of English in the MFA program at the University of Miami, she's been honored with the Latino International Book Award, A Falling Star, reviewed today by Sally Bissell, was awarded the 2012 Doris Backwin Award for writing by a woman.
During the second week of April in 1980, news media worldwide reported that up to 10,000 people had stormed the chain-link fence at the Peruvian embassy in Havana, Cuba. Among those hoping to escape the lack of freedom, goods, and services under the Castro regime was a friend of the young Chantel Acevedo, a friend whose story resonated with the future novelist, ultimately becoming the basis for this haunting book. After 3 weeks of punishing hunger, filth, and chaos, confined on the embassy's grounds, the refugees learned that boats would take them from the port at Mariel to Miami, 90 miles away in the United States. 14-year-old Daisy Del Pozo remembered little of her family's arrival. Settled in a close Cuban community in Hialeah, she often chafed under the ever-watchful attention of her parents, Angel and Magda Elena. Even her abuelo, whose memories were fading to dementia, was always around. A sensitive teenager, Daisy spent hours going through shoeboxes filled with old letters and photos from their life in Cuba. But when she peppered her family with questions, she was sharply rebuffed. Daisy sensed an unfathomable well of sadness between her parents, and she suffered from the loneliness of an only child. Then, one summer afternoon, in a moment of clarity and grief, Abuelo told Daisy a devastating secret, one that her family had been harboring since their crossing from Cuba. Stella Maris Morales Quinn was only 7 years old when she found her mother's body hanging from a rafter in their Pittsburgh home. Her anguished stepfather, Michael, could not speak of his memories of Anita, the beautiful, mysterious Cuban woman he'd met at the detention center in Miami. He vowed to do his best to raise Anita's precocious daughter, Stella, but he knew little about her history, why she and her mother had left Cuba, or if she even had any family back on the island. What Daisy and Stella had in common was the sense of disconnect each derived from a lack of historical context. Why am I here? Who was my family? What did they believe in, and what were their dreams? Intellectual curiosity took each girl to the public library to research the Mariel boat lift. Poring over microfiche and reading first-person accounts of the stormy passages through the Florida Straits, it feels almost inevitable that their paths will eventually cross. Yet when they do, the outcome is not what you might expect. This novel, so steeped in a visceral longing, is the ideal read for anyone who hopes to comprehend the pain visited upon families who are victims of the world's current migration crisis. For the Del Pozos and the hundreds of thousands since, leaving one's homeland with little but the clothes on one's back in hopes of a chance at a better life is, as Acevedo eloquently describes, the ultimate act of faith and courage.
The book is A Falling Star by Chantel Acevedo. Sally Bissell is a retired Lee County librarian who also writes reviews for Library Journal. Find her reviews online at WGCUnews.org and search for Florida Book Page.